talk to you tonight, and I want you to be able to receive what God is saying to us in this day. The Bible reads in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Be followers of me." We know that's Paul talking, "even as I also am of Christ. Be followers of me, for I also am of Christ." Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. Yes, I'm going to two scriptures tonight. I tricked you, didn't I? I tricked you. I might have three. Y'all do we go back to 15? You know? I wanted y'all to see this one too. John chapter 13. The Bible reads in verse number 14, "If I then, your Lord and Master," this is Jesus talking, "have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you." And I want to talk to you tonight about being model-minded. Being model-minded. Because that will bring you to a place that will drive every level of hypocrisy out of you. Every level of you battling with where you're at and how you're going to grow. Because you're model-minded. Yes. Model. You're fixed on being a model. Paul said to them in Corinthians, he said, "Listen, follow me as I follow Christ. Imitate me. You can follow me because I'm locked in with Christ. And if you follow me, you'll be following Christ." Do you have that kind of confidence when you go around people? Do you have that kind of confidence that even though they reject you, even though they don't want to hear from you, but because you're confident, and guess what? I'm following Jesus. I can't be wrong in this way of a full heart of doing what I know to do because I'm following Jesus. It's just like right now, we can go to a Baptist, AME, Methodist, Catholic. Nobody will argue with what we're doing with Season the City. Nobody. Why? Because there's something that's unquestionable when you begin to model it. I remember a story of a 9-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl. They were twins, and their parents went out to eat, and they got back up, and when they opened the door and heard some fussing upstairs. So they run upstairs to the kids, and the kids are fighting verbally. And they said, "What's wrong?" They said, "Oh, nothing wrong." The son said, "Oh, nothing wrong. We're just playing mama and daddy. We're just playing mama and daddy. We're just playing. We see y'all do that." Why? Because children, they're model-minded. Show me. See, when you begin to be like that, you'll stop doing certain things because you know I'm model-minded. I know that I can't tell people to come to Christ unless I am becoming like him. I can't do it. I don't have to be perfect, but I got to be genuine. I got to lock in and say, "You know what? Follow me as I follow Christ." You know what Paul was saying? "Listen, I see the difference in my life. I can see this in my life. Come on, follow me." Being model-minded will cause you to dry up all of this confidence and all of this stuff that people, you know, "I don't know if they believe me," and all this. You know why? Because you ain't following Christ. If you follow Christ, you let the chips fall as they will. I can't, if God can't help you, you walk out, you don't feel bad because you know I've done all I can do. Except the Lord builds this. I'm wasting my time. I've done everything I can do. If you're going to be model-minded, that's how you got to begin to think. You can't just go on and keep thinking, "Well, people are going to listen to what I say and not what I do." Some of you, you're good until you get home. The patterns are messed up. You won't change it. And you think you're following Christ because you got joy. You can't build with Christ by inspiration. You build it by design. You got to design it now. You got to know the end from the beginning. Yeah. But you can't walk through confidence unless you know I'm sold out to God. Yeah. Being model-minded will do just like what Jesus said. He said, listen, y'all ought to do what I just did. I didn't tell y'all to wash the feet. I did it. And if I wash the feet, then you ought to do it for your brothers and sisters. Jesus was model-minded. He wasn't somebody to preach the gospel and then just didn't do nothing. I didn't come. You know, he didn't just say things without wonders and miracles coming. He didn't just say something without just backing it up with the move of the Spirit. But some of us, we can talk, but we don't back it up. Are you with me? Amen. Let me give you some things that'll shortcut you when it comes to being model-minded. The first thing is that if you're not model-minded, it's because you're always looking for shortcuts. You want people to think you're anointed, but you ain't. You don't know God, but you want them to think you know God. See, that's a shortcut. When you model-minded, you don't want to do that. You don't want to fake people out because you know your laundry going to get aired. So you don't do that when you're model-minded. You say, you know what? When I get there, I'll get there. But until now, I'm going to build. Let me put this little brick here. And I know you got them big cements, but let me put my little brick. Because when I get there, I'll really be there. When you're shortcut minded, you never can model because you're always looking for shortcuts. People think, you know, you got to be careful in this world when it comes to being shortcut minded because people will put you on a horse that you know you ain't on. People will elevate you to a place and tell you, oh, I thank you. You know, you're so anointed. You're good at this. And you're sitting there buying, reading that old thing. No good and well. Man, I ain't even praying 3 weeks. What you looking at? You ain't talking about me. See, you're getting caught up and God may be using you for something, but God ain't in you. He's not working in you. People, you know, I told you this before. A broke clock is right twice a day. If you look at it, it'll be right if twice a day. But some of you will build your whole God factor on what people think. Yeah. They think you go to church. So they call you a prayer warrior, an intercessor, and you can't pray 20 minutes without being disturbed. And you letting people call you this, and you getting in your robe and all this stuff, and you know you don't know God? This happens because you begin to look for shortcuts. Whenever you look for shortcuts, you'll never be a strong model. You can't model because you do shortcuts. God tell you to pray. You skip 2 or 3 days and you go here. How in the world are we going to get strong without knowing our God? Amen. See, when you're a model, you got to model some things. How do you model? What would Jesus do? Jesus didn't tell him you ought to pray. And then he didn't pray. Yeah. I'm not talking about an imperfection, y'all. I'm talking about a mindset. So don't look at your life and get critical today. It's not that you got everything right, but I'm talking about your inside saying, I got to get back up. I'm gone. I'm not going to be moved by this and this. I just got to keep going. I got to keep going. Because see, if you keep pushing yourself, the imperfection will go out. I'm not talking about you saying, I don't do this, so I guess I'm here. No, I'm talking about your inside. Say, you know, I done messed up there, but I'm going to keep going because something on the inside of me telling me something else is still there. I don't know why I still got the fire, even though it seemed like it was put out yesterday, but it just keep popping back up. I woke up this morning. I still love God. I still want to see the kingdom come. I still want to see his will be done. But if you look for shortcuts, Kelvin, it'll never happen. Yeah. When you got businesses, people don't like people to do shortcuts. That's right. Kick stuff underneath the rug. Yeah. trying to get over. Oh, she gone now? Put that over there. Come on. She paid me early. Remember this lady used to pay me early all the time. And I used to always get tempted to just leave. Because she pay you. I got to go to the store. And she used to pay me $12 for the back and the front. And she would pay me and say, y'all, you just go ahead, finish that up. And you tempted to cut, man, go every other thing. And just, come on, let's hit it. When you're like that, you'll never be a model. You can't model something when all these holes inside of you. Because you took shortcuts. I'm not talking about holes because of imperfection. I'm talking about holes because you just don't want to do. You choose to do the short way. Some of you, if you get something, you get it halfway. Our mindset is, what's the cheapest thing? I can't afford that. You close your mind. When you model something, you got to think, listen, I got destiny in me. I got a nation in me. There's a company of people that when God begin to work patterns in me, he's going to duplicate it. How do I want to be duplicated? Do you want halfway people? Or do you want fully vested people? Because what you are is what you will produce. Shortcuts. It's how you never can be a strong model. You know, I told the pastor that from you know, the other city, I said, you know, if you come, you got to do this. No, you can't come like this. I want to make sure everything is good because we have to model something clear. Yeah. I'm not anxious to go start a church in Columbia just to say we there and put it on the website that there's a network. I'd rather do it the right way so God can be going forth clearly. The purity of God's. Because see, the contamination comes when you try to duplicate yourself and you're not a clear model. You cannot model something when you look for shortcuts. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing why people are not model-minded. People are not model-minded simply because they don't have enough knowledge. We know our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You cannot model something that you don't know about. You can't model something about Christ when you're absent of the spirit world. Because God was in spirit. He wasn't just in the natural. So that disqualifies so many people who call themselves Christians because the spirit world is empty. They don't know anything. They think it's not real. Yeah. So we begin to counsel devils instead of casting them out. We counsel spirits. We call it DDD and ADC and all this stuff. Instead of saying, man, listen, don't come here. You got to take that somewhere else. Don't come telling me my children have some deficiency. God is in control here. Don't come telling me that these things have to happen to me and this and that when Jesus died. You pull those things down. Even talking to people in the natural, when they operate in the natural, what they're saying is true because they're limited. That's just where they're at. But the fact says that you don't know how to be healed. But the truth is Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. The facts can be overrided by truth. But if you don't know it, what can you do? A lot of people are shortchanged because they have a lack of knowledge. No knowledge, you never can model something. Because you don't know what to do. People come your way, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to do. And that's one of the reasons why God is looking for people now who will model. But you got to be taught. You got to learn. That's why I understand how, you know, we got these rebellious people in the church. They come in. Don't matter what you know, you got to submit yourself. I mean, you can't know everything and then coach and then you need this. Listen, you can't do all that. You can't referee and coach at the same time and play the game. Some of us, we hop from one position to this, to this. You can't do that when it comes to spiritual things. You have to gain knowledge. The student cannot be the teacher. The teacher cannot be the student. We all go through this phase. That's why I always tell you a healthy Christian is somebody who's being discipled and somebody who's discipling people. You're doing both. Because a good leader knows how to be a good servant. Good leaders know how to serve better. But when you're not a server, it's because you always want leadership. People put you in places and you think that's all right because you got a title. They call you this, and then when somebody come and don't call you the title, then you feel like you disrespected. No, your name Paul. Why we always got to call you that? Because you're building your identity on that. You're building it on it, so when somebody take it away, you feel threatened. What difference if they call Jesus pastor or whatever? Well, who he was who he is. You don't stop the agenda because of some name. You don't stop that, but see, when you don't have knowledge of who God is to you, who you are to God, what God called you to, your destiny, you're just sitting there thinking you just live life and something will happen. You just live life. You just go to work and you just eat and that's it. Some people are absent of the spirit world, and that allows them not to be a model. Are you with me? So again, you gotta don't look for shortcuts, because shortcuts will keep you from being a model. You gotta be willing to allow God to build it. Secondly, you gotta get knowledge of where God wants you to model a life. When it comes to a model, you gotta go home and people gotta follow you home. Some of you are so nasty when you get in certain situations. Amen. When you are a model, you don't give up your position with somebody because of a circumstance. Not when you're a model. You don't let a situation where both of us are uncomfortable and then you give it up. You act like them. You, like I told you last week, people get in the break room and you see their true colors come out. They even sound different. They get around people. I don't know where these white people, they ain't want to do. Like, oh, you got a little racism. You ain't say that when Junie was right there. And here, that's the real you here. Yeah. I don't know why they calling me in and all this. No, well, I mean, tell them that. Yeah. Don't come in here and spill it on me. Why? Because sometimes when you don't know who you are, people can always do that to you. A model don't do that. You stay who you are. You realize you're not a leader just in the church. You're a leader everywhere. Right. Everywhere you go, you're leading. You got stature. You don't just lead just here. If you want to know if it's false, you're only known here. You want to know if you warped in your thinking, you're only known here. But your neighbors don't know you. People don't even know who you are. Your neighbor committing suicide, you trying to get to church. You don't invite nobody over for dinner. You don't build with nobody. You just go and they just here. No, you got to bring them in. How are we going to change the world if we ain't changing the world? Model changes everything for a Christian. Most of the hypocrisy in the Christian community is because people don't want to model what Jesus did. The Bible said Jesus became of no reputation. He became something to win some. How many of us would do that, or do our ego, our self-esteem, or our personality gets in, oh, well, that ain't me. If she going to come with me, you got to do that. All this stuff. People got to adjust to you. Yeah. If you want to know if you're a real strong Christian, people don't even know how you are because you're just a servant. You walk in and they wash it. Jesus washed their feet. Before you can catch them doing something, you wash your feet. Now listen, I'm doing this for y'all. You know what Jesus did? He went and find what nobody else would do. Say, I'll do it. But how many of us will do that? Oh, do your job or your company build esteem in you where you just, oh, I ain't going back to that. Who says? Tell Jonah that. I ain't going to go back. I'll never do that again. No, 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 no. We'll let God do whatever he want to do with us. But see, you can't do that if you don't realize that God wants to form that in you, but there's nothing that could happen if you're not a full model. Model dries up everything because you know that you built it right. And that's what it's all about, y'all. It's about you knowing between you and God that you did it right. Other people cannot waver. They can do whatever they want to do. It wouldn't even matter if you knew that you did it right. When you do something, I remember for years, my friend, I used to have this little ramp on my head, like a little Gumby, but it was like a little ramp. And every time we get to the bus stop, Desmond said, "Boy, Brad, why you got that thing on top of your head?" But see, I believed it looked good. See, it didn't matter. Until I, you know, maybe a few months later, I'm looking in the mirror and I say, "This thing, what is this thing?" But see, I believe that. I believe that that looked good. It didn't even matter. He would tell me that every day. Every time we go to the bus, "Brad, that thing don't even look good. Why you got that?" I mean, he couldn't understand. But for me, I had that ramp because I believed it. He never moved me until I came to the realization. It didn't bother me that he said that. He thought I was crazy. He thought like, "Brad, take that thing off, man." He would tell me that every morning. "Why you got that little piece of hair? It didn't even shape up." But guess what? I had that ramp. And I would look at him and say, "Leave me alone." It didn't matter. Why? Because within me, I settled it. Same thing you got to do. It don't matter once you know. If your hair look good to you, you don't care what other people say. But the question is, did you do it right the way you know? Because let me tell you something. Your confidence that's built from God will never come from somebody else. God's confidence is never coming from nobody else. It'll come from you and God. So when he shows you, or when you buy into something, that's it. People can come and think you crazy. You'll be building that ark like Noah. Go ahead then. Laugh at me now. You'll see. You start opening up your mouth, talking what you know on the inside. Because the issue is not about other people. It's about what you did. You want to be model-minded? Let God build you. When he builds you, that's when everything will go good for you. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things that if you're going to be model-minded, just like we said, Jesus said, "I wash your feet, you ought to do it." Paul said, "Be imitators of me." You know, people in the world, if you match them to Christ, it's too much for them. So that's why you have to be that walking glory. You have to be that example. That's why Paul says, we do good works and glorify God. See, the good works is something that can happen on the earth. It's the glorified God right here on the earth. People need that. So it's not enough for them just to know God can do it. You make God become a reality to people. You do that. Why? Because you are a walking temple of God. That's why you don't have days in and out. When you're a model, you know that. You get up, say, "They're watching me. I'm an example in the world. They know me." Even in the grocery store, you don't know when the Spirit of God is moving on people. Why? Because you know I am a model. And I'm an ambassador for Christ. The Holy Spirit is living in me. He moves in me. He does whatever he wants to do. Miracles break out whenever God wants to do it. But it only happens when you begin to understand that you are a model. When you're not a model, you go in and out. Because you haven't settled with God. You're not building it right. When God is building in you, you don't care. You know, people can come now and tell me whatever they want to say about what we're doing, but that won't mess with me. It won't even move you one time. Why? Because you've settled that thing. I'm not talking about ignorance of a preference and you know, one church, because the world will make you think, oh, y'all think y'all the only church. No, you just can't deal with people that are confident. You like people to go and say, oh, well, the Lord is blessing. Well, do you have to call names? Because we just want, that's the spirit of the world. Be passive about God. Let the demonic spirits just run wild. You're looking at the results. People are dying, and we just, oh, you can't say that about people. Why? The Christians got all these regulations and rules, but the world is just winning. See, God don't want, when you're a model, you come in the temple and turn and say, this ain't no place for no gambling. This is a house of prayer. You're messing it up. Why? Because you're convinced. You know what the assignment of God is. And no matter what you see, you can look at it and be the only one and say, no, who can defy the armies of the living God? What I'm telling you is what God is saying. See, that's how God begins to bring revolution to a world. All I need is a Moses that I can form inside. I can transform all of Egypt. One impact in all of America can shift the nation into my perfect plan. He don't need a lot of people. He just needs the right kind of people that'll go out every day and say, you know what? I'm not playing with this thing anymore. I'm going to be a real model. I'm praying every morning. Don't tell me I got to go to work. I'm praying in tongues. I'm going to do what I got to do because my spirit will grow and I'll be able to embrace more of God. When you start talking like that, you will become a model. Yes. That's when you'll start reading the word. When it said a sanctified wife can begin to change the husband, not because you're talking and looking for him to get saved. It's because you're full steam ahead. Either he got to get, you can't stay close to God like this and something don't begin to happen. Not a model, not a real God. That means Jesus is in the bed with the man. That means something got to happen. You can't stay the same. Being model-minded will change your Christianity. You talk to people different. Why? Because you know you're carrying something. I'm not just talking to you just to let you think that you got to have Jesus because the world is going down. I'm carrying a seed that is incorruptible, that even when you begin to germinate this seed, it will begin to change your life. But if you don't believe that, you just think people go this and that. I like what Reinhard Bonnke say. I want everybody to get saved, and I'm going to die trying. That's how you begin to talk. You don't leave people out there as Jesus wouldn't do it. Why? Because you're a model. You begin to model this thing. Not a perfect life. But on the inside, your posture begins to change. You trust God. I know God. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he's coming back for me. I've been playing these games and letting the world and looking at other people in Christianity and letting all the lukewarm Christians tell me and set my benchmark for what I got to do. I don't care if all impact don't pray. You're going to get my hour with me every day, Lord. I don't care what they're doing. It's me and you, and I'm going to know you. By the end of this year, I'm going to be full. Hold up, 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 up. I'll start all day. Why? Because, God, I got to know you. I can't do your work until I know you. I want to be your walking glory on the earth. See, you start talking like that, you can't be normal. We start changing lives. It won't just be me trying to go into these cities. It won't just be me trying to get into another nation. No, revival will break out wherever you go. Why? Because you will become the walking epistles that God intended for us to be. We become that. Why? Because you become a model, Denise. We model it. Model it. Show them how we do it. Incorporating them. Have you received since you believe? We want everybody to get it in. It's a thing for everybody. I don't care what you've been through. See, you start sounding like Christ. No matter what you've been through, begin to kick it back. Are you with me? Let me give you some things that if you're going to be model-minded, that you got to take to your heart. Number one, a model is always knowing that preparation is never lost time. If you're going to model, you got to know that preparation is never lost time. So many people abort their destiny in the times of preparation because they begin to look at the wrong things at the wrong time. When you're in preparation, you got to realize this is not lost time. It may not look like it, David. You tending sheep that in a few months and 6 years from now, you'll be in the palace. It don't look like it now. But God is at work inside of you. You want to be a model, you got to take the time to be prepared. So many times we don't want to be prepared. We want everything to go good, and we always look at things that are a blessing as though God is with us. You got to stop letting the world tell you that when everything go good, then you and God is strong. It don't work like that. You don't base your growth with God off of external things. It's internally. You got to know God is with you. Come hell or high water, it don't matter. I know my Redeemer is inside. Preparation is never lost time. Y'all know the story that Billy Graham said, if he had 3 years left, he would spend 2.5 in preparation and the last half in ministry. Prepare. Where are you going? Are you prepared? Are you prepared for it? If you're going to model something, you got to begin to prepare. You don't set a model up just because you have a call. God gave you a vision. I can't tell you how many times you can hear prophecy, but you ain't doing step one yet. Because you're not prepared. God told you, you're going to the nation. Some of y'all still sitting there. The devil ain't even got to send nothing. Yeah. Just send a little word to say, you know, how me? Why me? You stay right there. Why me? Well, get a number. We all saying, why me? Everybody that's here is, why me? Why? Because there's a deposit of God who's all-knowing, all-powerful in all of us. And when we begin to act that out, we all wonder.
Yeah, that's right. You're walking past us.
That's why sometimes you look and you say, good Lord. I think it was Luke that said, this is the Lord's doing. You start recognizing when God used you and stuff. You say, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in my eyes. I won't touch that. I know that. I can't do all that. This is the Lord's doing. These people getting saved, don't come and talk about we out here every day and this is the reason why. No, 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 no. This is the Lord's doing. God can use us, but this is the Lord's doing. This is what the prophet Joel was talking about. This is what Impact prophesied before it began to happen. This is what we were saying. This is the Lord's doing. But how do you think that's going to happen without preparation? Prepare for the battle. On the third day, after preparation, things will begin to come. Are you prepared mentally? Spiritually, financially, are you prepared? A lot of these things is not so you can always get them right. Yeah. It's the fact that when you begin it, it shows that your inner posture is ready for it. Yes. It's not about the money. It's not about the you praying 90 hours. But when you really get serious, you begin to do. And that's what God is after, us doing. Not just knowing. When you know and don't do, you begin to be sidelined by God. God can't use people like that. You know, but you won't do. Preparation is when you begin to look at yourself. Where am I? It's 2011. We talked about it all last year. It's already March. Where am I spiritually? Where am I psychologically? Where am I in the same problems that I had in 09? Am I still dealing with these same things? Where am I? Am I growing? Am I going further in the destiny? Am I making decisions? Not this little, you know, oh, I can see a change. No, we ought to see the change. Not just in the night. And you know, like I say, some of y'all life is in your head. You need to get it, let it run out. Give your life out of your head, because everything is inside of you. When you're going to walk it out, so people can benefit from it. You know God is good. You know God has been good to you. But when can people see the fruits of that in your life? You know why? Because we begin to prepare. Prepare. That's why, you know, I can sit in my office at the house or here and begin to pray. I don't need to see nothing, because you can see it because of preparation. You meditate. You begin to think about it. You see it. You begin to see it. You know, I was telling Pastor Lisa the other day, I said, you know, baby, I want to get 2 acres. I think I might have told some of y'all, but this thing just so big in me for my grandkids. Far along. But I said, I can't buy the playground now because it'll be too late. But when I get that 2 acre land and build a house on this side, and then you get this, you start thinking like that. Whatever it is that God's showing you, say, baby, don't buy. I'm not going to buy the thing now for 20 years from now so the thing can get rusty. But I'll leave a little lot right there. So when Junior named his next son, what, second or third, he'll have a place to play. When age of them come back, we'll have a place to play. My kids will begin to do that. You begin to think like that. But if you don't prepare, you'll be saying, oh, well, how? Sometimes, y'all, when you prepare mentally and spiritually, you'll even miss some of the heartaches of that day. You'll miss it. All that arguing in marriage and all that. When I was in Charlotte, I didn't hang with people who were married 5, 6 years. Everybody had 20, 30 years on them. Because they don't argue. They don't get into these little nitpicks and this and that. They don't do that. So you get around them and guess what? You act like them. You sideline all that trouble that you would have that day. Because you're thinking ahead. Sometimes the trouble with your children is, you know where the trouble come in? Is you start thinking drugs or party. Don't even think like that. They kill ain't going to no party, man. They all this stuff. They're going to be serving God. Come on, just go. And before you know it, graduation is here. And your kids are serving God. You ain't even worrying about that. You got to think ahead like that. But guess what that's called? Preparation. Are you prepared for tomorrow? Or will you just go home, go, hey, let's just see what happens. Are you prepared for next week? Are you prepared? Are you mentally, spiritually, are you prepared? You just can't arrive at being a model. Because that model has so much things that it represents on the inside. Have you prepared yourself? Mentally, can you handle pressure? Some of you may be in a situation now where you're just flunking because you don't handle it. So you got to know, when you're model-minded, I got to pass this test. Even if I flunk it 10 times, I can't be trying to run and duck it. I got to hit it head on and say, you know what? I didn't mess up this time. Let me try again, Lord. When you going to send another one? Because one of these days, I want to see this thing happen. And guess what? When that thing get burned out of you and your self-image and your self-observation doesn't burn out, one day you'll walk through the valley of the shadow of death and the fear will not even be there. Why? Because you know, good Lord, that thing ain't even bothering me now. Come on with me. Why? And you know, it's so weird to talk about it because it seemed like you can pray it out, but really you got to walk it out. It seemed like you can pray and then all of a sudden, I didn't pray it in tongues and all that. But sometimes you just got to do it. You just keep doing God's work. And suddenly, all of a sudden, things begin to go. Something about looking into what God wants you to do into the future and preparing it that will begin to alleviate you of the problems of today. How can I sit and fuss with a pastor that's dead, don't want to go out and touch no lives, when I know God calling us to the nations? That'll make you say, man, let's just eat then. Let's just eat today and let's just go on. Why? Because you can't stop this. Me getting on the radio and just talking about the past, that's irrelevant. Why? Because they can't stop what God is going to do. He needs a man. He needs a church. He needs a woman that'll say, you know what, God, you can use me. When you think like that, you begin to go. That's why preparation is how you begin to be a model-minded. Preparation. Stop thinking you can get something for nothing. You got to prepare yourself. You know, spiritual things you can tell by the fruit of Christ in you. Prepare yourself. Where are you spiritually? How can you hold a whole city in your spirit and you can't even pray every day? That's not reasonable. How can you do that? How can you go to the nations and cities begin to listen to you or your job begin to go and craft when you don't have the God inside of you? Unless you're doing your own thing, it'll take forever to do that in the world now. The shaking has begun that have messed up the world. So you're not going to be able to do that anymore. But how do we begin to do this? Be minded of all that God wants to do. You got to begin to think future. How much have you prepared? I ask you this. How much have you prepared for this week? How much? Or do you just get up and go with the flow? There's no preparation. There's no what I'm going to do. Not just in the natural. Where are you going? Do you strategize? Or do you just go through the day and say, I'm a blessing? If you go through that, the cares of this world will begin to suck you up. You'll be doing all this natural stuff. Natural, just eating and going through the day. What is God doing? The church can only create ministry but so far. To witness to people. See, when you're modeling something, you prepare yourself. You can go in the grocery store, and it don't matter. These people, you know who? Listen, I ain't trying to be a misfit. I ain't trying to stand up on the table. But what I am trying to say is Jesus is Lord, and it's a reality. It's not a religion. Don't put me on a fan and say, this is Christians, this is truck drivers, and this. Don't do that. That ain't how it go. Why? Because the Bible says every knee going to bow. Yeah. Every tongue is going to confess. So at the end of the day, your job, your market, all the stuff that you involved with, going to bow to what we're serving. But the difference is right now, Castro, God call everybody in here to the front lines. Yeah. So your heart should be pumping what other people are going to taste. You're in the front lines. Your life is what other people will begin to draw into. You have a different call. He called you away from these dead ministries, from places where you're not feeding, so that he can begin to do what he wants to do in this nation. But can we do it without preparation? No. Because some of us in here still think you can get up and hum and drum about Jesus and think that's going to ride. Yeah, you know the Lord, and we you don't even know God. You're going to talk to people and still pushing church. Still pushing, you know, impact and God is, no, it ain't about no impact. You got to know God. The Holy Spirit ain't going to tell you to tell somebody about no impact. You got to hear the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? They're religious, whatever. You got to go. Have you received your? Ain't no church can teach you that, but God can. It ain't no one size fit all. Cut your head off. Holiness of hell. It ain't like that. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. Because even denominational people, even people that are crooked, these people are going to begin to come to God. They're going to begin to come out of these works. They're going to begin to come not to a particular church, but into the kingdom of God. Why? Because there is a walking model on the earth. They're going to look at the church building and see Jesus on the outside. Jesus living next to them. Jesus in the store. Jesus is their neighbor. They're going to begin to see this. Because why? They're going to begin to hunger for something that Christ is doing, not ministry. That's why we go knocking on the doors. Are you with me? So you got to make sure that you prepare. If you don't prepare, nothing will happen. Again, I'm not talking about you got to do everything right. I'm talking about an internal posture. Not you're perfect. But when you got an internal posture, you keep trying because that fire never leaves. To be honest with you, when you got an internal posture, you don't let people discourage you. You just don't. It don't get discouraged. Why? Because, man, I know my Redeemer lives. Yeah. And then when you stay long enough, Anthony, thinking like that, after a while, God will give you some fruits of your labor. And then you start seeing your labor. So even when you might get a little detox, you turn around. Oh, Kelvin here. I remember how he got here. Well, Tika, I know Tika wouldn't just come here. You start looking and you say, look what the Lord has done. I can't stop now. I got to turn it up another level. Because you're going to begin to see the fruit. See, them people in the 60s, some of them begin to do things and didn't see. But in the last day, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We're going to begin to see things like we never seen before. You're going to see the fruit of your labor. You're going to see it even greater. Why? Because there's a prepared people for a prepared place. Preparation is never lost time. I can't tell you how many hours me and Derek Broski stayed in that room praying, thinking, creating, didn't even know what we was doing, praying in tongues for hours. I can't tell you how many times doing things and just preparing, didn't even know. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. You just got to have a knowing. Mentally, you don't have to know. I didn't know that I was going to be here. You don't, you know, like I said, you discover your destiny. You don't pick it. You're going through life, all you know, but there's a sovereignty of God that he'll pick you up even when you don't even know he's doing it. The sovereignty of God, even when you mess up, he'll still be working with you. The sovereignty of God that he'll make things be favored for you even when you don't deserve it. It's because you belong to him, so you never exit out the sovereignty of God. Don't ever say, well, you know what, I don't deserve it. But because we are his children, because we love him with a pure heart. That's what God was trying to do with all this generation. He was trying to say, can I find some people whose hearts are fixed toward me? Yes. God will begin to do things. He'll begin to move. That's why I want y'all to get out of this world and start thinking we're going to change the nations. You got to start thinking. I don't know how, we don't know when, but we know God is telling us. That's why some of you got to come off these jobs, be secure. Yeah. Stop letting these finances and stuff. No, God's going to make a way, because we got to do crusades like it's never before. We got to keep pushing this thing. We got to keep going. Why? Because at some point, they're going to see a big bulldozer coming down the street. Something coming down the street. In the spirit world, God will know that he can trust us to take nations back. We'll begin to hold nations, Kelvin, in our spirits at one time because of our capacity. You're in the world, but we're not of the world. We deal with the affairs of life. We just don't get entangled with them. We go through trouble, but trouble don't last always. In the midst of the storm, we still know that the peace is with us. The storm will not go away, but the peace is with us. Have you ever had the peace of God that passes all your understanding? That's what you ought to be saying. You ought not say, just give me peace, because sometimes your peace is there. But Lord, give me that peace that overwhelms the understanding. When my mind going left and right, but something just rise up and say, you know what? I got a feeling everything going to be all right. I just know in my inside, a prepared people will go to a prepared place. A lack of preparation will hinder us, Max, from going where God wants us to go. Are you with me? Let me give you one more thing. If you're going to be model-minded, you got to allow God to penetrate your lifestyle. A model has to penetrate the lifestyle. In other words, you can't go in and out of it. What you do here is what you do at home. What you do everywhere, you don't go around certain people and act different, then go around these people and act a little different, then go around these people and act. Well, you got to know that whatever God is doing in you got to be a lifestyle. The most difficult thing we're dealing with now is, if I follow you home, what you're doing? How much television you watch? What are you doing? Are you praying? Are you building? Do you have healthy relationships? Are you healthy even in the natural? Do you rake the yard? Do you talk to your neighbors? It's just not just spiritual, but are you playing a part in life? Do you take time to do the things that God wants you to do? Are you building areas of your life, or do you neglect some for this? We know that everybody go through periods where, you know, you may have to focus on one side more than the other. We understand that, but you got to bring that thing back.
Yeah.
Are you doing that? Because if Christ don't become a part of your lifestyle, it's over. You can't model.
Amen.
Because some of you will be good witnesses until you go to people that you owe. You do that because you don't have Christ on the inside. You're too weak spiritually. You go to people, and then when people, you know, they know about your past, you just shy back. You got to bring all of that Christ in. That's why whenever you get something, you got to receive it the right way. Because some of you don't know how to receive help the right way. You get help with leans on it. When you get too desperate, that's what happens. Let God build it. Let God do it. Let God begin to open up doors. Let God begin to change things. You can't think like that. When you don't bring God into your lifestyle, change it. Go home. Your home is the launching pad for great works. What are you doing at home that's launching you out? Are you building? Are you praying? Are you getting those things together? Balancing things out. Sometimes y'all think balance is balance, but it ain't balance. You don't do what the world telling you to do. You got to hear what God is saying. Nothing that you get, do, or receive should hinder you from going forth in the kingdom. It's very easy. It's called spiritual discernment. When you receive a gift, do you feel like this thing will take you away? You get anxious, anxiety. You get too overexcited. That means that sometimes you ain't ready for that.
Amen.
But when you get things and God bless you, you just put it, okay, thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
We receive it. Why? Because you're looking for God to do it. Not saying you don't get excited, but you don't get overexcited as though you got something. Believe me, that kind of excitement should have came when you got saved.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
I got Jesus, not the material stuff. I'm excited. You know, I remember one time asking Pastor Gu, I said, Pastor Gu, you ever get excited about anything? You look so dull. I didn't say he was dull, but I asked him that. I said, he said, I get excited about spiritual things. I said, well, what kind of spiritual thing? Because you just look so, like, you don't know. Do you go to the bathroom? I almost wanted to ask him at one time. Like, what really excites you? And he began to share with me what excites him. Because everything goes back to a true man or woman of God, spiritual things. Whenever something else excites you more than spiritual things, it's a bad appetite. Because spiritual things can always produce that. The God in you. The God factor. The God, not the fact that people getting just saved. We looking for that. We want results. But man, just getting to the doors, making sure every door is covered. Those things will begin to build. It'll change you. But how does that happen? It becomes a part of your lifestyle. The hardest thing we're dealing with now, y'all, is trying to get everybody to have a lifestyle of what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're not doing church. We're doing life. We got to change that mindset. We just meet and then we go back in the world. That's not what we're doing. It's covenant. We're together for life. We're following destiny. We'll die like this. Going forth in the things of God. We've committed to doing this for the rest of our life. This is why you can tell your children, don't let them drift off into all these things that they hear in school that they want to do. Doctor, all of these are little ways they get caught up in the money. You got to recognize their gifts, their talents, and try to help them. I didn't say make them, but help them go. But whatever you do, you're serving God. And you put that career into perspective. You got to follow what daddy gonna do. Because daddy gonna die one day. You gotta carry on. You know, all 5, 6, 7, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. You just can't stop. You don't just let the ministry go because you say you're a doctor. No, it don't work like that. See, that's what some of us, we're missing it. All we labor for, and you letting them run off on a career. No, I don't want them doing that. They got to learn and get into this. Why? Because God's going to get greater. We're going to go from glory to glory to glory. And God will begin to use them in areas. But don't sell to them that career is more important than destiny. Yeah. A career is a function. Destiny is a place in God. Yeah. A gift, a talent is this. But where God placed you in the kingdom is where you belong. So don't let your career, and oh, well, you can't tell them that. Well, you go ahead then. Give them all them options and see what happens, how you confuse them.
Yeah, that's true.
When they're supposed to be carrying on, what you think going to be mattering in the end time?
Yeah.
Tell me, the way the jobs are going, and we know prophetically it's going to get worse. Most of us, I'll tell you right now, we need to lay up some treasure so our children could just work on the ministry. That's how we better do it now. So they could just continue what we're doing. Because if you don't do that, we're going to waste it. They're going in here getting choked out. And you saying, well, they're not called to the ministry. What are you talking about? It's they're not called because you're not calling them. Call them with you to Africa and tell them this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
This is what you're called to do. The Spirit of God has showed them. You can go back home and be a lawyer part-time and go in there. That's fine. But you got to build your appetite on spiritual things. I'm talking about locking them in. You just can't tell them that's more. That's not more. What you think? You think it's going to be more jobs in 2020? If we believe that, then we believe that God is not real. It's going to get worse in the world. So we can't build them like that. I'm telling you now, begin to lay up treasures. So you can leave them kids and say, listen, you just keep doing what daddy's doing. You got enough to keep going. And mold them to get that money, greed and all that. Don't give them all that. And these kids will rise up. EJ, these kids will pass to the churches and keep going because that's all they know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. You don't have to be tempted to say, well, they want to do something else. That's you putting that in them.
Yeah. Amen.
These children cannot transact with God and go back the way of the world. That's because you are anticipating trouble. And what you are is what you attract. If you keep talking, no, I don't want to hear all that. They're going to serve God. What's the problem? Okay, what's 7 ways we can fix it? If you don't know, let's find somebody else.
Amen.
But we're going to fix this. We're going to work hard. We'll do the extra. But the kids are going to serve God. That's final. So, hey, don't come here with that.
Yeah.
They're serving God. How many of them preaching? All of them. Everybody of them is here. They preaching. You don't have to have no fivefold ministry because we don't put no emphasis on that.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the ministry, work in the ministry, going forth in God.
Yes,
that's how you train them. But if you sit there and let them go to all these career things and you talking to them, oh, you want to be a doctor, you putting them under the same bondage we had to come out of.
That's right.
Get this and chase money.
Yeah.
Most of our children probably don't even need to go to college. By the time they get of a certain age, depending on their maturity. Just get them, train them in the ministry. Say, son, you're going to do this the rest of your life. And you trying to go there and get in debt over college. I didn't say all. I'm saying some of them, when you already seen them being fruitful. In 9th, 8th, 10th grade, you see them coming up. No. We already know, son, you will preach. You can pastor the church. You can lead the people. You're a model. Not telling them that they're career oriented.
This is it.
Oh, you just go to school and all that. See, that's not good. I don't want to plant all our children away where they go and say, oh, Charleston is boring. You start talking like that to them if you want. It's better in Atlanta. As though drugs and alcohol and devils don't go to Atlanta. They don't go to California. Train them up. Tell them you're going to serve God. Shoot, you go to nations from here. You come go with daddy. Come see. Why? Because this is what you will do the rest of your life. You will follow suit with what you're going to serve the God that we serve. He's going to try. And you counting on God to do and to transact with these kids just like he did with us. So what we had to go through to fight through, they'll have their portion.
Yes,
They don't have to do that. They don't have to resist. They just get it. But you got to start seeing that. You don't treat them like they're some career and all that. They can do those things. Don't get me wrong. But let them know that what's more important is their destiny.
Amen.
Don't mention it and then highlight all this career stuff. Because most of these children will take over what we're doing.
Amen.
And when we're gone, I don't want to say that, you know, we'll get old, but we will. These children will rise up and they'll become our arrows. That's why,
yes, they will.
The Bible says, blessed is the man whose quiver is full. Not because of the physical side, but because that person has arrows to shoot.
That's right.
Here goes somebody. I can shoot him in Africa. The kingdom is gone. I train him up, shoot him. That's why he says that, because spiritually, you can do more with more.
That's right.
Are you with me?
That's right.
Come on, let's stand to our feet. I'll stop there. So we say that the way you can be model-minded is preparation and allowing Christ to become more of a lifestyle. If you got lifestyle, it begins to change you. Without a lifestyle, nothing changed. What do you do when nobody looking? What do you do at home? What are you doing? Because this is how things will change. Are y'all with me?